And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, first off, congratulations on the start. You start 2-0. I'm sure that you've been proud of the way your kids have given good effort in these first two games.
Yeah, we are. We're really pleased with how things have went so far. I think the kids have played solid football. They seem to be growing and maturing as men and as teammates, and that's kind of what we hope will happen. So we are really proud of what they've done so far.
You talk about the kids growing. I assume that they're kind of growing in confidence too, aren't they, Mike, after starting 2-0?
Yeah, they really did. You know, I think it started back this summer in camp, and they felt like they could compete, you know, and then the first game against Smyrna, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen, but they played well and came out with a win that night, and I think the confidence just continues to grow. I think that's a good thing, as long as we keep in perspective and respect our opponents. I think that's the way we want it to be.
I was looking at some statistics through two games, and I looked at the passing numbers for your quarterback, Rusty Oxford. 14 of 18, I saw 307 yards, two touchdowns. Those are good, efficient numbers in your passing game.
Yeah, he is. You know, he has really led our rejuvenation and really improved. You know, some of my friends and fans have commented about how much he's improved since last year, and he has. You know, he's grown up physically, and he seems to understand what we're trying to do better all the time, and he's just been playing great. He played great against Mullen on both sides of the ball. You know, we don't throw the ball all over the place all the time, but we've been very efficient with what we've done, and we've made some big plays, and, you know, that's the way we kind of like to do it.
Mike, it looks like numbers-wise, through two games, your offense has been pretty balanced with the run and the pass, at least on the yardage standpoint. Is that what your goal is to kind of be balanced offensively, or what are you looking from your offense this year?
Well, you know, honestly, truly, I would like to be able to run the ball better and more often. I think we need to improve a little bit more in the running game. It's just safer and more consistent. But I think what's happened is we've run enough that people have kind of started to cheat up, and we've been able to take advantage of that. And so I guess the great thing is the passing attack has been good enough that we can take advantage of things when people overplay us and stop our running game. And so that's a good thing about it. I really don't set out with a goal of I want 50 yards or 50% here and 50% that and all those plays. I want to do stuff that's going to work, and it all starts with the running game, and then we go from there according to what the defense does. And so things have worked out okay so far offensively. You know, I'm happy with what we've done. I think the biggest thing we've done is we haven't turned the ball over. We haven't been afraid to punt, and we've just been taking advantage of things when we get our chances and putting up some points. So that's good.
Mike, you talk about not turning the ball over offensively. Defensively, you've been able to take the ball away. I know that last week you were able to create some turnovers. I'm sure that makes you excited about the aggressiveness of your defense so far.
Yeah, I think defense is the strength of this team. And it isn't just one player. There's a lot of good players, and that's what makes a good defense. We try to get turnovers all the time, and last week we ended up getting five turnovers. That's a huge game for us. The week before we didn't have any, but we didn't give up too many big plays either. I thought our defense played very well the other night, with the exception of two plays, and those two plays were on the same drive, and then Mullen scored another play that defended it well. Mullen just made a great play and did a good job, and you have to tip your hat to him for that. But, yeah, I'm pretty proud of our defense, and I am very happy with how they're doing. We're playing a lot of kids on defense, and they all seem to help each other out and do their job.
Coach, there's no question you'll have a really good test coming up on Friday. You go on the road and take on Sandhills Thetford. Just talk a little bit about your preparation for them and some of the keys for Twin Loop to be successful.
Well, I think when you look at Sandhills Thetford on film, and I've seen them in person as well, you're just impressed with how physical they are. I think their offensive and defensive lines are very good on both sides of the ball, and I think that's what kind of makes them special. Their quarterback, Mr. Cox, is a very good young quarterback. It's going to be great before he's over with. And we got to contain him as well and keep him in the pocket because he can run and throw both. He's definitely a playmaker. So defensively, we've been focused on that. Offensively, you know, they run more than one defense. And so we tried to have our kids ready to be able to adjust to whatever defensive front they throw at us. And so that's kind of been the focus of our practice this week.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
And we appreciate, Brett. We're looking forward to the game, and hopefully we can perform well.
That's Coach Mike Kojal joining us in our pregame show.